I think it's been a long career, you know, trajectory. You kind of go from one thing to the next. You audition, you prepare yourself, and then you see what kind of comes out of it. I've been really lucky during the COVID period to be able to be working. You know, I did. We did Reka. We shot in Johannesburg and in Durban, and then straight after that, I went into production with on Raised by Wolves. So I've been pretty lucky.
Yeah. Do you still audition?
Obviously,
but I mean, you're at the level now where people phone you up and say the role's yours, isn't it?
I wish I was. But I think it just keeps you ready. It keeps you fit. It keeps you grounded and grateful. Yeah.
And I think to Bobby's point about South Africans going over and working in Hollywood, it was so cool. I'm a bit of a comic book nerd. So when I saw in The Flash that we had two South African actors at the same time, how was it working with a fellow South African over in Hollywood?
Awesome. I mean, you know, I don't think people know this, but I mean, Neil's been there for such a long time. I think he's already got an American passport. I think he's already.
Wow. I thought you were
going
to say accent.
I think he's already. He does have an American accent as well. Obviously, he works in all different accents. But yeah, it was really cool. Mm. You know.
So, do the South Africans in Hollywood all kind of get together, the Neil and Trevor Noah and yourself and others, and like hoy a little braai and clippies and coke and kind of hang?
I think, yeah, whoever's in the area. Not everybody lives in LA. Some people live outside, but I definitely do have a South African circle that I do hang up in.
That's nice to know.
When I am in LA.
That's nice to know.